Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the West Coast Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Frias Guzman, and this is episode 144. Recording this on an early Tuesday morning. Of course, it's last night. The Lakers ended up having their unfortunate elimination for the season. Got swept, unfortunately, by the Denver Nuggets, 113-111, losing game four last night and losing, the series overall. But we'll talk all about the game, mainly just kind of talk about the season overall a little bit here. As I'm going to be doing quite a couple of different podcasts, maybe not as frequent as I've been doing with the Lakers, but maybe I'll kind of transition over to the Dodgers as their season is still active, and now we have the Raiders and the Raiders and the Lakers in their offseason at this time. So we'll talk all about just the game, just overall what I ended up seeing. Just overall the overall picture of the game, of the season altogether for the Lakers, just kind of some things that I'm looking forward to, some things that I noticed throughout the season. Maybe we'll talk all about that as well. But just to kind of get right into it, I mean, it does kind of suck, doesn't it? It is a tough pill to swallow, especially with how good the team was kind of looking in the first quarter, in the first half. LeBron definitely coming up big. You maybe wanted to see more out of Anthony Davis. We'll talk all about that as well. You even saw Tristan Thompson out there. Even, Darvinham just throwing out another quiver that he had in there. Throwing out another idea that he had out there. Another game plan that he had out there. And you actually got to see that it worked for the most part. I mean, Tristan Thompson was able to add some additional size to the team. And that ultimately, I think, is going to be the best way for the Lakers to go to move forward with this and how to improve this team if possible. So, I don't even know where to really start on this one. A lot of people have been talking about whether this was a failure for the Lakers, maybe we can start off on that. Just to kind of give you my overall take or my overall opinion on the season as a whole, I think it was a very successful season. Of course, maybe not to the sense of like how what we always think, because I think every single year as Laker fans and for the Lakers in general, it should be championship or bust. Especially with, how you got to see maybe not at the beginning of the season, but I feel every single season should be that way. But even with how bad the team started off in this season and everything, I did see that there was a way for this team to kind of turn things around, especially after the trade deadline. My opinion, I was thinking that things were going to happen a lot sooner, throughout the season, not all the way out until the trade deadline. Maybe if that would have happened, if there would have been a trade that would have happened before. Not to go in and say that there was one maybe on the table at that time, but if there would have been a way to get that trade taken care of sooner, where the team would have more time to get more acquainted, just, be able to build some chemistry and everything from that team, then I could definitely see how this team would be able to perform better, maybe have a better idea of exactly what rotation pieces you can put out there. But because we even got to go in and see that for one thing, Mo Bamba wasn't even out. He wasn't a player that was available. That would have been easily a guy that I could have thought about putting into the starting rotation and making it so then AD would be the power forward and you had Mo Bamba as your stretch five. But it is what it is when it comes down to it. Now there's so many different things that we could say, oh, if this would have happened, if that would have happened, all kinds of ifs, ands, or buts. But when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, the Denver Nuggets were the better team. They ended up beating us 4-0, 4-0. At the end of the day, they're the better team. There is some things to it when it comes down to just Jokic and Murray. The whole team, really, they're on it right now. They're playing well together. They're making their shots. They're playing to their strengths. They're making it so then that way other teams know that they're playing to their strengths and they can't do anything about it. Even us, even the Lakers having such a good defensive team, having the holes defensively that they have made it so then that the Nuggets can continue to go ahead and punish a team for whatever defensive scheme that they're running. And they're very smart. They have a very smart team that can notice whenever a team is playing them differently or whenever a team is playing a different defensive scheme. So they're a very, very smart team. They execute things very well. Their main thing is just that they could stay healthy. If their main core, their main rotation pieces that they have, because I think they only play really 6 or 7 players at the most. The seventh player only plays so many minutes, but it's really the six players that have big minutes on their team. So if those six players can stay healthy and they can continue on, you know, more power to them. You know, I feel like whoever it is, which most likely looks like it's going to be the Heat going up against the Nuggets, I'm pretty sure the Heat will give them a hard time. Maybe something similar to like the Lakers or something like that, you know, but who knows when it comes down to it. Overall, I think it would just be a nice finals. My main thing is that if I can definitely go ahead and say it, you know, I can definitely let you guys know that I feel much better knowing that the Celtics are down 3-0 to the Miami Heat. And if the Heat tonight can actually go ahead and, you know, sweep them and just, and you know, take care of the Celtics, you know, that would be awesome for me, in my opinion. I'll have a lot more respect for Jimmy Buckets, as I already have a lot of respect for Jimmy Buckets. I'm really thinking that he's having an incredible playoff run, and the Heat themselves are just having an incredible playoff. So if they can go ahead and take care of the Celtics, that'll make me just even happier. It'll make this wound feel a little bit better. But when it comes down to it, the finals seem to be like they're just kind of getting closer and closer to getting set. The main thing jump back into the Lakers and the game and everything here. When it comes down to the game, there's plenty of other things that you would have wanted to see. A lot of people are talking about how with Anthony Davis, maybe he should have asserted himself more. Maybe he should have been more active. Maybe he should have had more shots. You know, I think people try to talk about like, oh, Joel Embiid, and if it would have been Jokic or if it would have been Giannis, you know, that they would have had 20 something shots put up instead of maybe like 14 or 15 that he only had this today and or tonight. Now, I can definitely understand that. You definitely want to maybe have one of your best players putting up a lot of different shots. But you have to go in and remind yourself that AD was doing so much on the defensive side all playoff long. I mean, all season long. You know, it's the entire season, in my opinion. Our entire defense was centered around, and rightfully so. Anthony Davis is a big piece in our defensive scheme and everything that we do defensively. But he can't be everything defensively. If that makes sense, he can't be the guy who you're thinking, oh, guard our best perimeter player, guard the best, you know, and block shots and help out on defense. You can't expect this man to do everything and still to go and be able to provide a big offensive punch. But I can definitely understand how some people are saying, you know, you have the 1A thing, the debate going on. But in my honest opinion, until LeBron is either showing signs that he is truly not what he used to be, or that he's just gonna either move on to another team, because in my opinion, it's just like having Jordan or just having like Kobe on your team. You have a guy who hands down has proven himself over and over again that he is the guy you want the ball in his hands, and that's what you do. You give the ball to the guy who wants the ball in his hands, who you trust over and over and over and over and over again. And in my opinion, I think that's just what AD does. Like, AD, he's okay with Bron taking over the game like that. If he could take over on the defensive side or something like that, then I'm pretty sure they're good with it. But of course, it's not something that I've discussed with Anthony Davis or anything like that. But I can only imagine that that's how maybe a conversation kind of went down. But regardless of the fact, I really don't think you could honestly expect so much out of Anthony Davis when he's providing so much on the defensive side. But maybe I'm wrong. The other things here that I really just kind of want to mention, the offseason. Offseason is going to be very, very, very interesting, as we have all kinds of different ways that the Lakers can go. Who's going to stay? Who's going to go? You have Austin Reaves, Rui Hachimura, and really good reports. It sounds like the Lakers are going to be trying to do whatever they can in order to want to keep those guys around. Now, the good thing is that it's up to the Lakers at that point if they want to keep them around. They have been making a lot of reports saying that they want to go in and keep them around, that they want to go ahead and that they'll sign them no matter what other teams offer them. And if it is something, you know, so maybe that'll stray away some teams from being like, well, making an offer if it's just going to go ahead and and get and just get matched. You know, for them, the Lakers would actually be wanting to go in and get some sort of a contract ready and everything for Austin Reaves or Rui Hachimura. And if they are able to go ahead and just sign him as that, you know, sign him for some sort of an extension, I think that would be the best thing. Now, of course, what you don't want to go in and see is some company or some team, you know, wanting to go ahead and give him some sort of outrageous offer or something like that. That's going to go ahead and make it damn near impossible for the Lakers to go ahead and re-sign him. You know, because it's very easy for another team to just be like, oh yeah, Lakers, you want your boy Austin Reaves? Well, boom, I'm going to give him 20-something million dollars a year, and you can't do nothing about it. You know, at that point, maybe it's something that the Lakers are not thinking that it's reasonable for Austin Reaves, which, in my opinion, I think you can give him damn near close to that, but that'll be up to the Lakers to decide. Because I think for a guy at this age, this time of his career, to be able to go in and drop 20 points or damn near 20 points in a playoff series is pretty damn impressive. But we shall see what happens when it comes down to all that. The main thing here at this point, I want to keep as many of these guys around. You know, you have Dennis Schroeder, who definitely who can have a role on this team. I don't want to say that we want to rely so much on him, but I definitely think he has a role on this team. In my honest opinion, I don't know what's going to happen with D'Lo. I love D'Angelo Russell, don't get me wrong. He's been a, you know, Laker for a long time. You know, he was one of the young Lakers that came around, that ended up kind of starting off things for us during some bad times as well after Kobe retired and everything. But definitely like to go in and see if what happens with D'Lo, maybe if they are able to keep him around. I don't know if it'll be best to go and keep around on the bench, especially knowing how much money he makes. Maybe there is a way that the Lakers can work out some sort of a trade or some sort of way to go in and, you know, move him around and be able to go in and get a good piece for him. But we will have to go in and see exactly what happens with that. You know, just to kind of close it out overall with this here, guys, for all you Laker fans, in my honest opinion, it was a really good season from starting off 2-10 or whatever it was. And then being number 13 at the trade deadline, being number 7 in the playoffs, being able to get this far, being able to go ahead and take down the champs and take down the Grizzlies. In my honest opinion, we were right there. There's many, many games. Game one was game one. It is what it is. Game two, I think we had a really good opportunity to be able to win one in Denver. It's just when you have two players like this, like Jamal Murray and Jokic, that are on some other level at this time, you know, maybe they made some kind of deal with the devil or something like that. I don't know, I'm just kidding. But honestly, in some cases, I mean, you just have to tip your hat off to these guys. And they played a good game. You can blame the refs, you can blame this, you can blame that, whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, when the team beats you 4-0, you have to tip off your hat to them, in my opinion. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys see something different or something like that. But if that is the case, definitely feel free to let me know. I will be talking all about the Lakers through the whole offseason, so I really just wanted to make this one a quick one for you guys, just to go and get something up for today in the morning. And, you know, just to let you know that overall, we'll be talking about the offseason for the Lakers, but I will be transitioning to going to talk more about the Dodgers as they have their whole season still going on. Talk about the Lakers and the Raiders as the offseason goes on for them and any kind of changes happen. But if you have any questions, you guys would like to go and talk more, maybe more sports or anything like that, like to maybe talk about the offseason, you know what to do. Send me any kind of DMs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at West Coast Pod 702. Definitely going to drop me a follow on there. And if you haven't done so, make sure you drop a follow on my wife's page. It is Rosie's Designs EST 2022. If you have any kind of events or anything like that going on, parties or anything like that going on for the summer, definitely going to drop a follow and send her a DM. You'll like all kinds of different creations that she has with these chip bags. All kinds of different colors and themes that you can think of depending on the celebration you got going on. But definitely drop a follow, let her know you listened to it or you heard about her on my podcast, and maybe I can throw in a couple extra chip bags for you. But let me know what you guys think. I hope you guys like today's podcast. I hope you guys continue to listen on, as I definitely appreciate every single one of you. But we'll be talking all this offseason about the Lakers as things come up, and of course with the other teams. But until next time, guys, hope you have a great Tuesday, great week. Peace.